This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inshallah. كيف حالك يا شيخ؟ اللهم صل على محمد. Inshallah, يبقى كويس. بسم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على نبينا
محمد. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
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 أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة. اللهم المقام المحمود. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا محمد النبي ورسوله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الأولين والآخرين، وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، always we begin with the praise of Allah. We are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunities of the life that we have been given, the blessings that we are able to be thankful for and recognizing of our need of them from Allah, and also for the blessings of that which we are absent in mind and are unaware of them as blessings in our life. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I from those who are من السابقين إلى الخير, those who are foremost and quick to that which is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has made it as a part of the qadr of you and I as human beings. That it is a sunnah ilahiyya, a sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you and I an opportunity to be regular in establishing a mindset of redeeming ourselves to Him. And one of the special qualities that we have been provided as Muslims, as an ummah, that is from the specialities of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's community of faith, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens to us an opportunity for a fresh start each and every day, each and every week, each and every month, each and every season, each and every year. And this is something that other faiths are not privileged to be provided. In fact, for us, the concept of tawbah and redemption is a very unique concept within Islam. That it's just between myself and Allah that I can set right what I have tarnished, that I have brought to ruin. And each and every year, Allah gives special seasons for redemption. The season of Ramadan, followed by the season of Dhul Hijjah, followed by Al-Ashhur Al-Haram, followed by the opportunities in the days and in the nights when Allah nears His creation and descends in the majesty that is befitting to Him and invites to us, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ. Is there anyone who seeks my forgiveness that I may forgive them? Is there anyone who seeks a new beginning and a return to me that I may provide it? And the mindset of a believer is one that invites them to return to Allah. One of the things that we take for granted as believers is the opportunity to press pause and rewind our life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, it is one of those opportunities that those who have gone into the next life hope and will and wish that they had that opportunity. Rabbi irji'un. Oh Allah, just let me go back. Just give me one more chance. Let me have one more Fajr prayer. Give me one more Ramadan. Give me one more chance to spend from my wealth to take myself and family to Umrah. Just give me one more opportunity to put a little bit of sadaqah in the mouth of a yatim. Let me look past my home and my family. Just give me one more chance to be better in my hijab. One more chance to end the haram discussion. One more opportunity to ask someone I know I have wronged in my heart to forgive me. رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Oh Allah, send me back. SubhanAllah. You and I, as we sit here in this blessed day of Jumu'ah, have been given numerous opportunities just in this day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Khayru yawm," the most magnificent day that the sun ever rises on is the day of Jumu'ah. It's the day that Allah created humanity. It's the day that we were brought down to earth. It is the day when our resurrection will be held. It is a day where Adam asked Allah for forgiveness and was forgiven. Fihi sa'a. In this day, there is an hour, a section of time that no one asks Allah for forgiveness in it except they are forgiven. SubhanAllah. The opportunities abound, are plenty. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, anytime he would read anything from the Quran, the moment he would finish it, the first thing that he would ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his forgiveness. In fact, the moment you and I say Assalamu alaykum after this salah or any salah you perform, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaykum, the first thing you will say, taught to us by the Prophet ﷺ, is Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Not because you were committing any wrong, but because you have a heart, a mind that is meant to be trained on anibu ila rabbikum, anibu ila Allah, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would set this as a powerful mandate. In fact, each and every day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, atubu ila Allah wa astaghfiruhu fil yawm akthar min 70 marra. I ask Allah for forgiveness and I turn back to Him in repentance each and every one of my days more than 70 times a day. The istighfar of the Prophet ﷺ was istighfar for you and I. the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, our belief as Muslims, is that the Prophet ﷺ was ma'soom. He was one who was protected once prophethood arrived him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهِ, that Allah may forgive for you, it is يَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهِ on behalf of your ummah as their representative. What you ask me, يَسْتَغْفِرُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He teaches you and I to return to Allah. See, the opportunity is lost when one does not believe that they are foul and in error with Allah. And that is the discussion that I have with you today. The mindset of a believer is one of always indulging in correction, not one indulging in permissibility and assuming Allah's grace will eventually find them. The mindset of a believer is the one that Allah speaks to. Allah never speaks to the criminal in the Quran and says, repent. Allah does not speak to the sinner in the Quran and say, ask for forgiveness. Allah does not say, Ya ayyuhal asoon, tubu ila Allah, O sinful people, return to Allah. Rather, Allah only and exclusively and uniquely says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ila Allah. Because it is only the believer, one whose heart is awake of the complexities of their life, that understands the necessity of being regular in asking Allah for help in doing what is good and in help in staying away from what is error, which is the essential element of tawbah, the essential element of seeking istighfar. Each and every one of us, we have these great hope. As you sit in front of me as a heart that is waking and awoke with Allah, you have the hope, inshallah, you will live till the next Ramadan. You have the hope, if you have not performed Hajj, that Allah will carry you to Hajj. You have the hope, if that you were in Hajj, that Allah has accepted your Hajj. Why? What is the sum value? What is it that you were seeking of Allah in the month of Ramadan? Allahumma aghfir lana. Allahumma arhamna. Allahumma tub alayna. You make it all the way to Hajj. Spent all that wealth, donated all that time and energy and effort to go all the way there. For what purpose? Is that you hope that you have been given a hajj that is mabrur, that you return back home, kama waladatu ummu, as if you were just newly born, fresh start. But the fresh start is with you now. The opportunity is here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, As-salawatul khams, the five daily prayers, completing them. Wal-jumu'ah ila al-jumu'ah, and praying jumu'ah, and then the next jumu'ah, 1 week in between two jumu'ahs. Wa-ramadan ila ramadan, and having a good ramadan, and living and completing a year, and having another ramadan. Mukaffiratun lima baynahunna idha ijtunimat al-kabair. Your sins that are minor in regard are forgiven by Allah if you stay away from the calamities, the major sins. The heart of the believer that is attached to their prayer place, that is attached to the masjid for Jumu'ah, that is attached to a body that seeks to be subdued and fast to Allah correctly, internally and mentally and externally, is one that is focused on that very aim. I want to speak about the strategy that is taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the psychology of redemption, the psychology of redemption and repentance. What is the mindset you and I seek now as we wake up to this recognition that it's not just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness that descends without our involvement? It's not just that we wait and hope and think and assume that somehow Allah will redeem us. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two separate sahaba, hear from him a wondrous hadith that is full of hope, but is full of caution. Abu Hurairah as well as Mu'adh ibn Jabal, they report that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and both of them hid this hadith. Both of them did not share this hadith until the end of their life, Until the final moments of their life, they said, just because it is knowledge shared by the Prophet ﷺ, I don't want to keep it with me and return to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said that the one who says, La ilaha illallah, with truthfulness from their heart, will eventually make it to Jannah. When Umar heard this, and Abu Hurairah was narrating it, he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, Ya Rasulullah, perhaps nannas tattakil, perhaps people will just hear this and they will just assume, say, La ilaha illallah, Allah is merciful, I believe in only one Allah, khalas, everything is good. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi and Abu Hurairah understood from the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold this, فَكَتَمَهُ, same with Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, on his deathbed, is when he shares these words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of great hope. Al-Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, he would say, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالتَّمَنِّي. Iman is not a whimsical wish. It's not something you wish and say, oh, I wish Allah gave me more iman. I wish I was a better Muslim. I wish I prayed more. I wish my kids prayed fajr. I wish my daughter observed better hijab. I wish my family was more observant of this. ليس الإيمان بالتمني. Iman is not a wish. ولكن الإيمان ما وقر في القلب. It is something that is in your heart. وصدقه القول والعمل. And then the truth of your words and actions put it into effect. That if it is in your heart, it becomes an aspect of your iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It begins to take form. And all of us are on the spectrum of return. The psychology of redemption begins first with self-criticism. It's not about what others see of you. It's not what others think of you. It's not what others know about you, good or bad. It is that you, within your heart, you have that some value. I know my place with Allah. I know where the Quran is valuable in my life and where it has not been present in my life. I know how halal my income is. I know what I spend in, what I save in, where I spend and how much I give. I know what my calculation of zakah is involved. I know the sum of my being, the hatred and anger I have towards another human being. I know who I am. So I begin to take note. This muhasabah, this accounting of yourself, is a powerful, powerful motive in our faith. It is balanced between being one who is compulsive and obsessive, that everything in their life they feel themselves wrong. And it is one where they do not assume all hope and all promise is given by Allah without action. Ummatan wasata is that we live life, do the best we can, and ask Allah for where we are negligent. Ask Allah to fill the gaps in our life and seek to make incremental, if not giant, steps of righteousness in our very being with Allah. The first step is self-analysis, self-assessment, self-criticism, self-blame, a nafsul lawama, a soul that looks into the inner parts of its life and that of its family. This cannot remain in that stage if one seeks to be successful with Allah until they make the second jump, which is, now I know that there are gaps. Now I know that there are problems. Now I know there is a missed salah. Now I know that I have not prioritized fajr. Now I know I'm absent from the masjid. Now I know that the Quran is not present in my life, in its translation, in its reading, in its sound. Now I know. The second leap, the second stage, is self-control, is to take ownership of one's decisions. And that is an important teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man, the Prophet says to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the offer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says to him, if ya Miqdad, ask me now. This is a moment of Allah's mercy. Miqdad, ask me now for anything and I will invoke Allah for you and Allah will grant it to you. Imagine Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, right now, whatever hope you have, whatever dua you have, tell me and I will make it for you right this minute, Allah will answer it. Miqdad simply says, Ya Rasulullah, I need nothing of this dunya except that you and I are together in Jannah. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I just want to be with you in Jannah. Although Allah has already said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the dua will be answered. And Miqdad, you and I as people of Sunnah, we assume him to be from the people of Jannah. Even though he's been promised his dua is answered, listen to the words of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He makes dua that Allah joins them in Jannah, and then he says to Miqdad, أَعِنِّي عَلَيْهَا بِكَثْرَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. Miqdad, help my dua for you by increasing your prayer. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nothing is given for free. Jannah is not for free. Jannah is hidden behind trouble and difficulty and patience. Jannah is not for the weak of heart. Jannah is not for the one who slumbers and sleeps and is lazy with Allah. Jannah is not for the one who does not seek to endeavor when they know that they have fault and blame. A'inni ala dhalika bi kathrati salah. Help me to achieve this for you, O Miqdad, by increasing your prayer. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beginning to develop the root of self-control and self-accountability leads you to the third and final stage. The third and final stage, which I will address with you after Jilzatul Istiraha, is self-sacrifice. What will you give up to achieve what you seek? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو. الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Self-sacrifice. Nothing worthy of attainment is ever granted without hardship. We read these beautiful verses in Surah Al-Duha, one of the surahs that was loved by the Prophet ﷺ, a surah full of hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I will give you the good, and I will give you the ease. The surah that comes immediately after it describes how to receive it. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. I want ridha of Allah. I want to be happy, O Allah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. How do I achieve it? In the next surah, Surah Al-Sharh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. That with the hardship, you will find the ease that you are seeking and praying for. Most of us, all of us, we like to hear the second word, yusr. All of us, we want the yusr. Nobody wants the usr that is necessary to achieve the yusr. There is no yusr without usr. Look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His whole life, Allah says, I will give you what will please you after usr. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Without the usr in your life, there is no yusr. Because how do you appreciate the good if you did not earn it? The Prophet ﷺ would say about Dawood السلام, that he never ate a meal except that his hands had earned it. And he was a king and a prophet of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ was one who taught us about the necessity of giving up to achieve. He would give, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his time, from his energy, from his wealth, from his home, from his fame, from his reputation, to shelter the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Remember that verse, my dear brother. When times grow dark, and things that are plentiful in your life do not seem as plentiful as they as you would seek them. When what you think is your hand may not be enough, look at it and say, "Inna ma'al usri yusr." That if I hold on, if I'm patient, that I will find with Allah the relief and the ease. The Prophet ﷺ had to make hijrah from Mecca to have Medina. And it's only through being expelled from Mecca that he conquers Mecca sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is only being put away that one finds ascendancy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this a sunnah in my life and yours. So begin to calculate for what are you willing to give up. What hours of entertainment in the evening for you and your family are you willing to give up that you wake up all for Fajr? What hours are you willing to give up, my young man, my young student in our school or in others? Are you willing to give up so that you can achieve the career that lasts 40 years? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to spend so that you can gain that which lasts longer and is which is more plentiful? My dear brother, what are you willing to give in your home with your wife and your children? Of your time and your energy, of your effort and just your presence that pays off dividends. Sometimes people say it in error. They say things like, "I spent time with my family." You didn't spend anything. You saved your family with the time you were with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us as homebodies as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. May Allah keep us united as communities and as people of faith. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His light and His guidance and His hidayah into my heart and yours, into our home, into our schools, into our children's hearts. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our staff and our students and our parents and our teachers. That Allah leads our board and principals to that which is pleasing to Him. That Allah allows this institution to be a place of learning, not just of the secular studies, but of Allah and the sunnah of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us the opportunity and honor to be of those who redeem themselves to Him, who recognize the favor of Allah allowing us to ask Him for help and forgiveness. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us a mindset that returns to Him ultimately each and every day. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors you with the khayr of the dunya and akhirah and protects all of us from the punishment of Jahannam. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the gathering that we have assembled to not depart unless it is marhum and forgiven. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our hearts enlivened with the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma izzal Islam wal muslimin wa akhdhil a'da'aka a'da'ad-din. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdihim ya arhamar rahimin. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة يا أرحم الراحمين Oh Allah, we ask you and petition you for our brothers and sisters in Gaza who are in harm's way. Oh Allah, as we sit in comfort, they find themselves in hardship. Oh Allah, give them and return to them the peace and the security that they deserve of you, ya أرحم الراحمين, that they seek from you, ya Allah. We ask you, ya Allah, to forgive us our inability to help them in more meaningful ways. Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, we ask you to make us from those who are the first to quell the fear of others and the hunger of others, and that our wealth and our charity and our zakah and sadaqah reaches the homes and the bellies and the clothing of the orphans and the needy. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors us with the light of Iman and the Quran. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل أعداك أعداء الدين اللهم صلي وسلم وزد وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا هذا وصلوا على الحبيب محمد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وأقم الصلاة اللهم صل على
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استو تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم. Humble yourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. Turn your bodies completely towards the Qibla. Keep your eyes at the place of your sujood. اخشعوا في صلاتكم. صلوا صلاة مودع. Find your humility and your stillness and your quiet in your salah. Consider this could be a final prayer for you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar kabira. Alhamdulillah kathir. Subhanallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
اللهم بعلمك الغيب وقدرتك على ما دامت الدنيا. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم صل على محمد. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام على ذكرك وشكرك. Inshallah, once again next week, Salatul Jumu'ah is also available here at our school. One more week, inshallah, during the school holidays. Allahu barik fi.